Hello, caller.
Yes, good day. I am really happy to see that someone is beginning to expose Jimmy Swaggart Ministries. And I think that the error you're talking about is it's a much, much deeper error. And I think a lot of his error begins with, you were hitting the nail on the head in a couple places. But I think a lot of his error, if you ever go into his so-called Bible, which you'll find is about 80% of his red letter commentary and about 20% scripture, and the red letters of Jesus are removed, and they're now given to Jimmy Swaggart. And I've heard the statements, too, where he claims he will speak. He actually claims he's preached more than Jesus. He said that quite regularly. And if you go, I think it's John 21:25, John writes that all the volumes that have ever written could not contain the words that Jesus preached.
Amen.
I find it so offensive that he even compares himself to Jesus, the incredible arrogance. And also, the thing that bothers me so much about him is his slander of the Apostle Paul. If you go into his notes, one of the things that he says that Paul, as a Christian, was living under the law and unable to stop sinning. You can find that, I think it's his commentary on Romans 7:15. In fact, I'll read it to you. Refers to sin in his life, speaking of Paul, which he doesn't want to do and in fact hates, but finds himself unable to stop. Unfortunately, due to the fact of not understanding the crosses, it refers to sanctification. This is the plight of Christians. Now, here's the thing that really bothers me. 1 John 5:18 tells us that they that are born of God sin not. They're not born again pornographers. If you're born of God, you sin not, and the wicked one doesn't touch you. And there's absolutely no record. If you go from Acts chapter 9:20, you will find there is no record in the scriptures where Paul ever lived a life of sin where he was able to, as a Christian, where he was unable to stop. He didn't get bitten by a viper and heal the man in the book of Acts and then say, excuse me, I got to run off and see some prostitutes. I'll be right back. He tries to degrade Paul and bring him into his position.
Well,
position,
it sounds like he knows what's in his own heart. To me, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So he's trying to say, look, Paul was a man just like I am.
Absolutely, Susan.
Yeah.
And Paul was not a man. Paul was not a man just like he is. Paul was a man like John. They kept themselves from sin. They yielded to righteousness. And the whole idea, see, here's the thing that is so dangerous about him. He believes he's been given a special revelation from God. You can read it in his book right in the beginning. Brother Swaggart, here's my question about the cross, where he states that no one has ever preached the cross till he himself has been given this revelation of preaching the cross. And that Paul, I've also seen him say in his magazines and on television that he has more light than the Apostle Paul. And that is such a contradiction. That is such a complete contradiction. In fact, you can go to, I think it's his December of 2004, his magazine, where he speaks that he has more light than the Apostle Paul.
Wow.
And the scripture teaches that Peter writes that there's no greater revelation than the scriptures. No one is going to be given revelation that's greater than the scriptures. That's Mormonism. That's Moonism. There's no such a thing. God is not going to give more light to Jimmy Swaggart than he did to the Apostle Paul. God is not going to give more. The Apostle Paul is a hero. You usually see that most false teachers always start slandering the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul is one of my heroes. And he did not live a life as a Christian in sin where he was unable to stop because he lacked a light of the cross. And Jimmy Swaggart doesn't have more light than the Apostle Paul. Jimmy Swaggart is your classic false teacher. And people are in deep danger when they begin to follow a man who says he has more light than the scriptures.
Yes. There's someone that came into the chat room, and they're saying that some of the things that you said that Jimmy Swaggart said. He said he never said it. He says about sitting in a car and being the only one called to preach the gospel.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be happy to read it right out of his Bible and refute what this caller calling in said. I'll be very happy to read it right from his Bible.
Okay,
if you
want
to go to page, yeah, it's right in front of me. Romans 7:13.
All right.
It's in page 1982 of his. I don't like to call it a Bible. I don't consider, this is an abomination to take the red letter of Jesus out and replace it with yours in red letter and have the scriptures buried in your commentary. But here's what it states. But what I do, that do I, it refers to sin in his life, which he doesn't want to do, and in fact hates, but finds himself unable to stop. Unfortunately, due to the fact of not understanding the cross, as it refers to sanctification, this is the plight of most modern Christians. That's word for word.
Well, I heard, there's some testimonies also on the internet of some people that actually had worked there at the ministry and how they were treated, especially by Francis.
Yes.
Who really runs that ministry there?
Well, I really do believe, I really gave them the benefit of the doubt the entire time I was there, and I really believe that the people that were running it were not right, because I could just tell by their associations and what they were interested in for entertainment and things they did in their spare time didn't reflect in my eyes, or according to the Word of God, what a true Christian. So I thought, the people that are running this ministry are not true Christians. They're involved in corrupt living. But I still gave the Swaggarts the benefit of the doubt, and I believe that they were still right. But over the summer, after I left and I had to separate myself, the Holy Spirit began to deal with me and convict me and show me things. He confirmed what he was telling me through other friends of mine who had the exact same experience. It began with things that were said at the pulpit that pricked my heart with conviction. It began with the Expositor Study Bible. It began to trouble me when I would read scripture and the Holy Spirit would speak something to me personally from that scripture, what he was trying to teach me. Then if I dropped down and read the commentary, it was completely opposite. They were fighting against each other. And I was just praying to God, what is going on here? And really I became to the point where I felt that by the midpoint of summer, that I had to look to the very root, the source of the corruption has to go to the head of the ministry. The buck has to stop at Jimmy and Francis. And I do believe that there is a corrupt root that has taken a hold, and there's a stronghold of just lawlessness, and it's very powerful. And I just had to walk away. But I don't read the Expositor Study Bible anymore. I had to put it away. And I had to go back to a regular King James Bible. And I really do feel and realize that there is just a false doctrine. There's a false teaching. And it began to show me in the fruit of the people. And I'm not talking about just the regular people that I went to church with, a lot of very sincere people. I'm talking about people in leadership. The fruit of their lives was lawlessness, corruption, sin, covering up sin, bullying, intimidation for anybody that really wants to point out sin. Something's wrong. Something's wrong when we're covering up sin and we're calling it our little struggles. And I told them that's not the message of the cross.